Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And joining us on the WBEN live line is Dave Whalen. He is the ADA coordinator at the Erie County Fair. Dave, good morning to you. We're talking about sensory hours at the fair for visitors that maybe have some sensory sensitivities. Sensory hours today are from 11 to 2. What are the accommodations that the fair is making?
Well, first and foremost, we have sensory considerations across. Sensory Day becomes our kind of our pinnacle, our apex. We have the sensory room, which has been here for now 4 years as a sensory day. A sensory room allows people to find a quiet space, a quiet place, soft music, soft lights, beanbag chairs. Sensory day, what we do is basically shut down anything that has volume or sound and any light flashing, even though it might be a sunny day, will be a sunny day. Lights that are flashing, say, at a vendor booth, the arch of the avenue flags, could affect someone, could be overstimulation. We find a lot of individuals that this is the day they target to come because they can actually enjoy it and not find any sensory overload or overstimulation.
Now, Dave, I think you mentioned 4 years ago, or around there, is when this started. I mean, this is something that you probably wouldn't have even have thought of. It would have never crossed anybody's mind to, you know, turn the volume down or turn the lights off before 4 or 5 years ago, would it have?
Right. Yeah. So you see, what's evolved over time is a recognition that everyone might be able, doesn't present the same. Space and place that could be overwhelming for someone we want to consider. We talk about the term neurodivergency, which basically recognize people with autism or ADHD or other disabilities in the same place. It's just, it's not going to be for everyone. Just like you or I might not like a loud place or we want to get away. We might not feel threatened or feel like we're going to have an issue, but we get away from it. We find our getaway. Our sensory room, for instance, is we've had 550 people already come through the sensory room. Not everyone has, say, a disability or, say, has autism or other disabilities that might you might think would utilize that space. But sometimes it's a fair worker. So, you know, the thought, again, is let's recognize that some places and spaces might not be right for someone. If we can make that what we call accommodating for them to allow them to come and enjoy, that's what we're doing. That's what our intent is. And it's been highly successful, we've seen.
Yeah, Dave, I want to ask you more about that. What have you seen in terms of the impact that this has had on making every visitor feel included?
We had a mom our first year say, this is the first time my two kids could come to the fair. And I said to Jessica Underberg, our incredible CEO here, that if we had two people that could enjoy this, you know, we'd be happy. And we see probably a close to, I'll say my guess, close to 100 people that come at this time. But you know what else we see, guys? We see individuals that come who don't need, say, sensory day or these quiet down or the overstimulation measures we take to minimize that, and say, well, this is kind of nice like this too, because there's different ways to approach it. We have the German Hillbilly, if you ever caught his act, he's an outstanding performer. He was teaching people last year how to applaud in sign language. We didn't ask him to do that. So these little accommodations that make it not so little. And we're really proud that individuals can come and partake, and quite frankly, anyone.
Well, hey, it's very cool stuff. While people are out and about at the fair, and maybe they're able to go for the first time because of having a sensory day and sensory hours, what should they be looking for? What are some of your favorite things to do at the fair?
You know, I take in all of it. I've been here almost every day. You go corner to corner. I want to really, what I want to highlight off your question is the things we've done to make it more accessible and accommodating. If you haven't been to the Native American Village in the last 2 years, that was our most challenging space for especially wheelchair users and people with mobility disabilities. Now it's probably our most accommodating. What we did with the Ramblin' Lou stage, the stage here on the Avenue of Flags, just this year, we put a full cement pad down. That was grass, and that was not the easiest space for people to access who were had disabilities, especially mobility disabilities. So I think, you know, what I enjoy, I think, is really the fact that we've made this such an accommodating fair, maybe the best in the country. I've been to several and talked to several folks across the country to just make it welcome for all. And from my angle, whatever your like is, we're hoping you are going to be able to both enjoy it, whatever your needs may be to enjoy it.
Well, you know what, Dave, we appreciate you coming on, and best of luck today and throughout the rest of the fair. Great program that you're putting on at the Erie County Fair. Dave Whalen is the ADA coordinator at the Erie County Fair, talking about sensory day, sensory hours being held at the fair all throughout every single day, and it's a great event.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.